CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China is calling for Libya to launch an inclusive political transition process as early as possible. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu says Libya has turned a new page on its history. She says China always respects the Libyan people's choice, and China-Libya relations will continue to develop steadily on a new basis. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the military alliance's Libya mission is very close to completion and that it has taken a preliminary decision to end it on October 31st. He's told reporters that NATO will take a formal decision next week. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced all U.S. troops stationed in Iraq will pull out of that country by the end of this year, and the Iraq War will be over. Obama made the statement after speaking with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki via a video conference, and he reaffirmed U.S. commitment of drawdown to the Iraqi leader. He said both leaders agreed to the decision. The U.N. Security Council has called for Yemen's president to immediately accept a deal to transfer power to his deputy and end escalating violence in the country. It was the Council's first resolution on Yemen since massive protests began 8 months ago against the regime of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The Council unanimously adopted a resolution expressing serious concern at the worsening security and deteriorating economic and humanitarian situation in Yemen due to the lack of progress on a political settlement and the potential for the further escalation of violence. An earthquake measuring 7.3 on the Richter scale struck the remote Kermadec Islands north of New Zealand, North Island on Saturday morning. But a provincial tsunami warning for New Zealand has already been cancelled. No damages were reported. Eurozone finance ministers and officials have arrived in Brussels to discuss the crisis in the Eurozone ahead of a major summit by EU leaders on Sunday. The finance ministers said they would discuss how to increase the clout of the European Financial Stability Facility bailout fund and deal with the economic situation in Greece. The United Nations top relief official has urged donors to put politics aside and fund food aid for millions of North Koreans going hungry from food shortages. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos renewed the appeal for aid at the end of a 5-day visit to North Korea. This is CRI News. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations can rise above their differences to deepen cooperation. He made the remarks at the opening ceremony of the 8th China-ASEAN Summit being held in the southwestern city of Nanning. He says China will continue to expand imports from ASEAN nations. China and ASEAN are aiming to increase annual bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2015. China has urged the European Union to recognize its full market economy status at an early date and properly settle trade disputes amid the tumbling world economy. Vice Premier Wang Qishan told visiting Crown Prince Philip of Belgium in Beijing that China hopes Belgium will exert its influence to push for an early recognizing of China's full market economy status and remind EU to be cautious on and refrain from using trade remedy measures. He urged the 27-member bloc, also China's largest trade partner, to properly settle trade disputes with China during the talks in Beijing. Vice Premier Hui Liangyu has called on different levels of government to focus on increasing the material and cultural needs of the country's huge elderly population. He's told a national conference on aging that government policies should be adjusted and improved to cope with various problems of the aging population, such as regional imbalance and high proportion of elderly people in rural areas. The China National Coal Association says coal supply and demand will keep growing at moderate pace in China, and the market will remain generally balanced in the upcoming winter and spring. It says some regions will, however, periodically see tight supply. An official with the association says domestic demand for coal will keep rising at a moderate pace amid steady economic growth, but uncertainty in the macroeconomy will decelerate demand growth. China's top energy official says the country will increase natural gas supply by 20% this winter to meet rising demand. Liu Tianan, head of the National Energy Administration, said natural gas supply would meet demand this winter, even though demand was expected to rise. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.